Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Hello everyone! I'm so excited about this episode because it is such an important topic and so many people are affected by this. This is Season 2, Episode 5 of Grace, Grit, and Glow, and I'm going to talk about procrastination. Choice is an essential part of life, and being able to make choices for ourselves is an act that we need to do in order to be happy. However, having more choices isn't always a good thing. It affects our time to finalize things. For example, in a supermarket, we find it hard to make a choice from which is the right nutrition bar for us. Does this resonate with you? That's just simple choices in our everyday life. But when it transcends to choices for big and important decisions at work, in our business, in our community, postponed decisions and inaction can have a very harmful effect on ourselves and our stakeholders. Yes, the insidious enemy is procrastination. In order to understand why when we're supposed to do two important things, but we do not know which to start first, and we end up not doing either, we have to understand what is decision paralysis and why is it an important aspect into understanding procrastination? Decisions about what's food for lunch, your outfit for the day, or which route to take for work generally require a little thought, right? These types of choices are based more on gut instinct, intuition, and habit. But the bigger decisions can be more challenging, and in these situations, it's easy to put off the decision and procrastinate. Decision paralysis can be described as having a tough time choosing between action A or B. That one starts to pick action C or do nothing at all. The paradox in decision paralysis isn't just about the difficulty in making a choice. The bigger problem is that when we choose from our options, there's a bigger chance of regretting our decision. The problem is we tend to think about what would have happen if we had picked something else. There goes our what ifs again. In my episode on clarity, one of the techniques to be able to achieve clarity is to challenge our what ifs and take out emotional reasoning. Emotional reasoning is when you use emotions to evaluate the many choices presented to you and you become confused. If you haven't listened to that episode titled Why is clarity so important? Just head over to your preferred podcast platform and look for Season 2, Episode 2. Our inability to make decisions is due to the many obstacles that's in the way. Potential barriers could be perfectionism, inability to focus, and FOMO, or the fear of missing out. When we strive for perfection, even choosing the right nutrition bar at the store can take half an hour. There is extra time we use in order to make the absolutely perfect choice. But the question is, did we make the right choice? The other reason we have trouble overcoming procrastination tendencies is simply the lack of focus. Perhaps we're distracted by other thoughts, or maybe there are too many things to consider. In any case, decision paralysis can occur when our attention is mediocre. This is particularly common among individuals who have attention deficit disorder. As far as FOMO is concerned, it is not just the feeling that there might be more important things you could be doing right now, but it is the feeling that you are missing out on something fundamentally important that others are experiencing right now. Procrastination is using fear as your motivation to delay action. How is this episode providing you with valuable insights so far? Are you loving it? If you think this episode will be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. By doing this, I will be able to reach a wider audience and share resources with them. Now, why is it important to overcome procrastination? The more you withstand the assaults of procrastination, the more you reap the benefits of a procrastination-free life. When you overcome procrastination, you have more time for yourself and to relax. You get more things done, you do better in your career, and you have more time to do things that you love, like maybe going out to the gym to stay fit. And now that you're not always in a rush at the last minute, the quality of your work improves. People who do not procrastinate do better professionally. You'll achieve more of your goals. When you aspire to achieve great goals, procrastination will always stand in your way. But when you finally free yourself from its clutches, you progress in strides towards your goals. The sooner you launch, the sooner you cross the finish line. Another reason why overcoming procrastination is important is that you're able to tap more into your potential. There are many possibilities that can happen if you don't give into procrastination. You had so much more to offer the world, but because procrastination held you captive in the place of complacency and ease, your treasures won't see the day of light and serve those they were meant to serve. You become more productive. Procrastination can make you feel good at the moment, but the long-term effect on productivity is great. Because your productivity suffers, you may be in danger of being fired at work, and it can take a toll on our finances, on our physical and mental health. Workplace procrastination is rampant these days because of the remote work that has happened recently due to the pandemic, and it is difficult to check on it. By eliminating procrastination, you create more time to be more productive and render quality work. One of the sneaky tactics of procrastination are the voices that say, "That's too hard. It's painful to do. Go find something easier to do." Or, "Why not relax first and play video games?" Each time you pay a deaf ear to the voice of procrastination and you set yourself in motion, you increase your self-control. You control your actions, not your procrastination. Self-control comes from doing what you need to do without regard to your desire to delay. When you overcome procrastination, you are able to prevent problems from amplifying. Some problems are like a small tear in your clothes. It starts small, but because you procrastinate and delay dealing with them, the tear becomes bigger and bigger until your clothes are no longer wearable. The small problem becomes a crisis. I think that the most important benefit of overcoming procrastination is you are able to avoid regrets. Regret is the ultimate cause of procrastination. As an example, you participated in an artwork contest, but the deadline is quite far away. You didn't make use of the time given to work on the artwork skillfully and instead did it at the last minute. What happened next is you won third place. Had you worked on it under the given time allowed, maybe you could have won first place. Regrets? Regrets. Procrastination isn't on your side, although it pretends to be. It's trying to steal your time, your goals, your opportunities, your potential, and ultimately your life. This makes the journey towards overcoming it a worthy one, if not an essential one. Every well-organized, punctual individual has fallen victim to procrastination from time to time. So what can you do to overcome procrastination and avoid the stress, anxiety, and poor performance that stems from completing the task at the last minute? Here are some viable techniques to consider. First, overcome fear. Do you know that some people are afraid of success because they think they don't deserve it? It is important to understand that when you yourself railroads your path to success, you're keeping yourself from achieving your goals. This is most common in women who mistrust their success. In Season 1, Episode 10, I have discussed the universal feeling of discomfort in women when they have overshadowed their male counterparts. I say that you don't fall into the trap that you are a fraud. For more of the imposter syndrome episode, just backtrack on the previous episodes of Grace, Grit, and Glow and look for the episode title, You Are Not a Fraud, Overcoming Imposter Syndrome. By addressing that fear, you can begin to overcome the nasty procrastination habit. Second, make your to-do list. When there is a deadline to do a particular task, put the date across it, but if it does not have, create a deadline for yourself. Estimate how much time is needed to do the task, then double down the time. This way, you don't fall into the cognitive trap of underestimating how long each task or project will take. Third, break down the task in manageable segments. Usually, when you are faced with big projects, there is a tendency that you will feel daunted by the big task at hand. Break the task into small steps. For example, the family is giving you the responsibility to plan a big party for your parents' 50th wedding anniversary. Write down the things you need to do and the suppliers you need to talk to. Fourth, is to eliminate distractions. It's hard to get any real work done when you keep turning your attention to what's on television or you keep checking your friend's Facebook status updates. When you are working on something, turn off notifications. You don't have to be doing multiple tasks all at the same time. Realize that only you have the right to your time. Take ownership of that. Let people know you don't want any distractions and that you're focusing on work. Sometimes, all those distractions that are hovering around you are self-imposed. Fifth, try to reframe the task by considering a positive aspect of it. Perhaps you remind yourself of a time you did something similar and it turned out okay. Or maybe you think about the beneficial outcome of completing the task. What might your manager or colleague say when you show them your finished work? How will you feel about yourself? Definitely a positive feeling. The last one, I suppose, is the magic word to overcome procrastination. Reward. Once you have completed a task or even a small portion of a larger task, it is appropriate to reward yourself for your efforts. Give yourself the opportunity to indulge in something that you find fun and enjoyable, like watching your favorite TV show or perhaps buying the purse that you have been wanting to get. Knowing yourself well can also help you to avoid procrastination. How? For one thing, by knowing your limitations, you avoid taking on too much. If you constantly put yourself in a position of taking on more than you can handle, take an honest look inward to help you figure out what's behind this. That way, you can stop. Procrastination is a hard habit to break. After all, if it was simple, there wouldn't be a big number of procrastinators in the world. The urge to put off a task can be too strong for you not to fall for it. We can understand that while procrastination might not be something you can avoid entirely, becoming cognizant of the reasons why you procrastinate and how to overcome those tendencies can help. By implementing these right strategies, it will be easier to get started and get the job done. For me, eliminating the habit of procrastination should start at a young age. If not addressed during younger years, it will really become an insidious enemy when you attain more responsibilities as an adult, and this will become an impediment to your success in life. I hope that this episode will add to your self-improvement strategies in life to help you elevate your status in whatever endeavor you choose to take. Thank you for taking time to listen. See you in my next episode. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,